This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June the 25th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Isaiah 26:19. It says there, "But your dead will live, Lord. Their bodies will rise. Let those who dwell in the dust wake up and shout for joy. Your dew is like the dew of the morning. The earth will give birth to her dead." End of quote. In yesterday's insight, we discussed what happens at the time of death. Death is simply the separation of your soul from the body. The dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Ecclesiastes 12:7. At the time of death, the spirit God gave inside you pass away or fly away from you. However, your soul or spirit went home to be with the Lord in heaven, does not stay in a disembodied condition forever. 2 Corinthians 5:2-3 says this, "That is why we look forward eagerly to the day when we shall have heavenly bodies that we shall put on like new clothes. For we shall not be merely spirits without bodies." End of quote. Bible says we look forward to a day when we put new glorified bodies on us like new clothes. For we shall not be merely spirits without bodies. The intermediate state after death and before the resurrection of the bodies and the desire to be clothed over is in view here in these verses of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Beloved, even though the spirit is separated from the body at the time of death, this separation of the spirit from the body or the intermediate state is not permanent. It says, "But your dead will live, Lord. Their bodies will rise. Let those who dwell in the dust wake up and shout for joy. Your dew is like the dew of the morning. The earth will give birth to her dead." End of quote. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18 gives more details about the resurrection day when the departed spirit would be clothed with new and glorified bodies. "One day soon, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came down to pay for the price of your sin, and then ascended into heaven," according to Acts 1:9-11. "He will come down from heaven to the clouds with a loud shout, with the archangel's voice, and with the trumpet call of God. And the dead in Jesus Christ will wake up and rise from the ground." You see, the soul of a person who believed in Jesus as his or her Savior goes home in heaven at the moment of death, later, at the time of the rapture, when the Lord descends from heaven with a shout, the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God, you know, he or she will rise from the ground. Wherever and however he died or she died, they will increase from there, from the ground or the sea or from ashes. God, who created everything from nothing by his powerful voice, would be able to raise your corpse or body from wherever you went down on this earth. The first thing that happens at the time of rapture is the resurrection of the dead in Jesus Christ. Along with it, the dead in Christ, the believers in Christ, that means those who live at the time of rapture and never died, they will also be caught up together to the clouds, and we all will meet the Lord in the clouds. You see, the salvation God grants would be complete at that point. Your spirit in the Lord's presence in an intermediate state, because death already happened, would be clothed with a brand new, beautiful, glorified, celestial body at the time of the rapture. Those believers who live when the rapture happens would never face death. You see, they would be instantly transformed and caught up to the clouds to meet the Lord. And we all will be with the Lord forever. Bible says to be joyful and be comforted in this blessed hope of our beautiful future. Therefore, death is not a bad thing for a believer in Christ. A person who accepted Jesus as their Savior and Lord, death is not a non-existence. It is just a separation of the spirit from the body at home with the Lord in full awareness and bliss. Although he is in an intermediate state, a believer never dies and he gets the glorified body to put over as a new cloth. Remember, Jesus said to Martha in John 11:25-26, he said, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die." Do you believe this? You see, your source of resurrection and life is Jesus Christ. The one who professes his or her belief in Jesus will never die, but continues to live. Beloved, did you accept Jesus into your life as of yet? Did you believe in him? If not, you see, even today it is not late, because you're still living. You have not died yet. Would you take a moment and pray and accept Jesus as your Savior right now? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe you sent your Son and only one Son, Jesus, to forgive me, to save me, and grant me eternal life in heaven. I believe Jesus died in my place for my sins. He was buried and victoriously rose again. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Please save me now. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.